What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
So you see him on the screen there. New Fort Valley State Wildcats head coach down the road from my house, Stockbridge. Marlon Watson, the Boss Man Show with me. What's up, coach? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Boss Man? I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt. Coach, let me just ask you, man, it's been a whirlwind taking this job after Coach Gibbs left to go to ANC, man. So how's it been taking over this program, trying to put your stamp on it through the spring and summer, getting ready for this fall camp coming up?
You know what? You know, it's all about, like you just said, putting your stamp on it. You know, the opportunity came up and taking full advantage of it with these young men and staff. And so it has been a whirlwind, but a great whirlwind. You know, I've been in this thing for almost 20 years. And so you learn a lot going through different experiences, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. And when you finally get the opportunity to put your stamp on it, you want to do it right.
No doubt, man. Talk about just preparing for this opportunity. Like, as you was coaching all these years, man, preparing for this opportunity. So talk about how'd you go about still loyal to your head coach, but still preparing for your next move in your mind.
Absolutely. So, you know, I started off as the high school level and, you know, got the opportunity to go to the collegiate level at a small school. But you always prepare one step ahead. And that's what I tell my assistant coaches. So when I was a GA, I prepared like I was an assistant coach. As assistant coach, I prepared like I was a coordinator. As a coordinator, I prepared like I was the head coach, as well as some of the mentors that I have, reaching out to them and getting all that experience and wisdom through them also through the years has definitely helped out.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Like you said, no, my dad's a high school coach, so I have coaching in my blood. So I didn't choose the path y'all chose, but right. on the radio show, I don't lose any games, man. So, I didn't choose, but I'm a son of a coach. So I know what it's all about. And we just passed Father's Day. Talk about having guys who you coached become fathers, husbands, ooh, community leaders, and since senior Texas State, say thanks, coach, for all you did for me. But I played for you.
Absolutely. You know, I get texts and phone calls all the time, and Twitter messages, especially when I got the position. Coach, man, you deserve it. You know, I remember when you did this for me and, you know, the last we had and how hard you were on me. But I understand it now that I'm a father, you know, I'm a husband. And so getting those messages, man, is great, because when I first got in this thing, it was about Coach Watson. It was about what I can do for myself. But through those years, you start to find out it's not about you. It's about these young men and helping them turn into men and fathers and husbands. And so that's been the best thing about this coaching journey.
And I think for me, Coach Watson, what I miss the most about being around is the locker room for me. Like, yeah. I'm a competitor. So I compete in this radio thing every day, man. Trying to get the best guests I can, the most coaches I can on my show. But I've missed the camaraderie of locker room, those stories, those things that happen that only we know about in the locker room. That's what I've missed the most about it, is that camaraderie with the guys that you don't get when you're out here trying to hustle as an entrepreneur the way I am now.
Yes, sir. You and that's one of the reasons I got back into it. You miss that locker room. You miss those laughs. You know, 10, 15 years later, you telling them stories, and them stories get bigger and bigger and bigger, and funnier. But that's what you miss. And I'm glad I got back into it. Was able to get back in it through a college roommate of mine, Ray Smith, who's at Ball State right now. It got me back into it and helped me get my first opportunity. But since then, you know, just going from place to place and learning the best I could through these different experiences.
And Coach Watson, for a young man wants to come be a part of your program, what are kind of the values looking for in a young man to have off the field? I know he has talent on the field, but what are you looking for in a young man off the field? Kind of like the plus of your program for a young man who wants to come play for you, representing Fort Valley the right way.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it, the motto for the program is build and fight. So you got to be ready to help build this thing, and you got to be ready to fight for it, because every day you're going to have those two things. You're going to have to help build with one hand and help fight with the other. And so that mentality that I'm not big enough to go out and think it's all about me, like I said, but as long as you have an open mind and an open heart, you know, you're here at Fort Valley, and that work ethic is going to get there. That's not an issue that we have in this program. These guys are going to work. These guys are going to compete every single day. There's no shortage of talent here in Georgia. You know that.
No doubt. It's a lot of, everybody can't go to Georgia or Georgia Tech. You know what I'm saying? I'm killing some. There's going to be some dudes falling through the cracks who are talented, who can really play, and who wants to have an opportunity, who not playing at those schools as well. So talk about that too, Coach Watson, is that building relationships with the high school coaches here, and building relationships and really knowing, hey, if it don't work out there, keep us in mind, and we'll be a home for you guys. Kind of give guys be like a second chance opportunity for a young man who wants to come and play and be a part of something special.
Absolutely. I mean, in this world of the portal right now, that happens every single day. Every single day. But just building those relationships. This is not my first time coaching in Georgia. I was at Georgia Military. I recruited the Atlanta area for a while. And then I also wanted coaches on staff who are from the state of Georgia. You know, you talk about Corey Barlow and Torian Smith. Those two are from the state of Georgia. And so they know a lot of coaches down here already, especially Coach Barlow, who, you know, has helped me out with meeting these high school coaches, especially in the Atlanta public schools and things like that. But like I said, building relationships is a huge thing for me.
No doubt, Coach Watson. I think that's really, really key, because in this portal world that we're in, it's really about my retention now, which is all about relationships. So if a guy don't know you care about them, then they may be out to stay, which they ain't know who you are and who you're about, and not chase a carrot that may not be good for you. And you may be trying to find your way back to where you were at.
Right. You know, all my coaches have coached Division I ball, and they that, you know, players have reached out. It's all about relationship, right? They're not satisfied with the institution that they're at now. Hey, coach, I want to go play for you. And so we've gotten some of those guys in here at Fort Valley. We've signed some of those guys. And so you talk about relationships and more than football and more than the institution, these guys want to play for someone who they can trust, who they can love, who can teach them, you know, not just about football, but about life.
No doubt, man. Like you said, that's so paramount and very important. And for you, Coach Watts, how can you still get high school young men to develop and grow in your program? Because I feel like that's, you still need that depth to grow. I know the Porter guys are great, but they're older and played. But really building up, get the young high school young men you can mold and get them in the sophomore year and maybe get them out there and really contribute to you. And then in junior year and take on from there.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm going to be at heart a traditional high school coach, a recruiting coach. I got in here late, so it was a little bit different mentality. You know, Fort Valley had already signed 10 guys before I got here, 10 high school guys. And so that helped out. And the guys that we got are great, and I'm glad they're here. But I always want to start with those high school players first, especially here in the state of Georgia, because that's how you build, number one. That's how that culture is set. That's how, you know, down the line, that tradition, everything about Fort Valley grows from there, because these guys have been here 4 or 5 years and they know what it takes to kind of build that program, and not only build, but fight for a program. From the past players here from the 80s when they won championships and things like that. So they're hearing these stories so they can pass down those traditions and stories from generation to generation to that next class.
And Coach Watson, and we know at D2 level, you don't have them on campus. So how have you tried to work this somehow to kind of make sure guys have been accountable to each other, work it out the right way so you don't have to find out a conditioning test? You ain't been doing it all, so I'm a joker.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a playbook to winning, and I tell these guys all the time. And if these coaches are giving you instructions on how to win, that I'm a winner. You know, yes, my sir. Coaches are winners. And so you're around someone long enough, you learn to adapt to what they do. And so that was a standard that we set. We're trying to stand on the ceiling, or the ceiling is our floor, I tell our guys all the time. And so, I'm sorry, the other way around, their ceiling is our floor. And so as long as we're building off that, it becomes a lot easier process.
And Coach, while I talk about teaching these young men about the importance of rest and recovery, prehab and rehab, because we know this is a tough, tumble sport we love and play here. So yeah. Those things off the field, for nutrition-wise, recovery, prehab and rehab are very important. So I used to go about trying to teach young men about how important that piece of it is to be healthy on Saturdays as well, and to maintain the speed that you want them to have, play with.
Absolutely. And I kind of took this and stole this from Prairie View. We had a strength and conditioning coordinator over there that did a great job for us. But he had an acronym called Take Care of Her. So hydrate, eat, rest. And I thought that was phenomenal acronym. And so we use that here. You definitely got to stay hydrated. We know our body is full of water. They got to eat every single day, meals and things like that. But that rest is just as important as those other two. Go sit down. Hey, we don't want to see you here today. We're giving you the day off to recover body wise. Because I think a lot of the time these athletes want to be so good at what they do, they forget about that rest aspect of things, or they don't understand the rest and how that affects their body mentally, physically, emotionally.
No doubt, 100%. And you know what, Coach, and I think sometimes the young men, like, by my age, we didn't have that. We was still eating McDonald's and stuff like that. We were still eating back at the bodega, getting the roast of chicken. If on the bodega, so, they got a whole lot of advantage that these young dudes that we had back then. We playing, man.
My thing was honey buns. I'm still a honey bun fan and cookies. And so just, again, educating these guys on what to eat, the cafeteria. I mean, some of these cafeterias are giving these guys some phenomenal nutritional food, you know, from that chicken, that baked chicken, the vegetables. They have a variety of things that they can eat from day to day, as well as, you know, the advances in protein now. And we had the simple protein, peanut butter, you know, peanut butter all day, every day. But now there are different things where they can get their protein from to keep them healthy.
No doubt. I got a few more for you, Coach, man. Let me ask you this, man. For you, Coach, when did you decide you want to get into coaching, man? Like, when did you kind of get that bug to want to get into it, man?
You know, honestly, I didn't know that I wanted to be a coach. I was sitting in corporate America, sitting behind a desk. And like you said, I missed that locker room. And so I called one of my my college teammates, my roommate at the time, Ray Smith, who I talked about. And he was already in collegiate coaching. And I said, hey, Ray, when you're visiting these schools recruiting, ask if any of these coaches are looking for a volunteer coach. I went in to interview for a volunteer spot and ended up getting a defensive coordinator spot, my first job as a high school coach. Now, I don't think I did a very good job back then, but again, as the longer you stay in this thing, the more you learn and you grow. And so that's when that I got that itch. Hey, I can do this. I can do this for the rest of my life. I can make a living off this thing. I can affect and affect lives through this coaching thing. It's actually, honestly, my ministry.
No doubt. I want to ask you, man, you know, Georgia's famous for good food. So what's been your favorite food spot so far in the Fort Belly area, man?
Woo. You know what? I haven't gotten out much. Like I said, I got here late. And so I'm at the office all day long, and this goes back to taking care of yourself. I don't eat, man, but I'm definitely looking forward to the food. It's going to be tough kind of beating the Chicagoland area food, but I'm going to give it everything a chance, man. And if anybody in the Fort Valley or Warner Robins or Macon area wants to drop by a plate, I'm open for it. But I'm a barbecue guy through and through. So if you want to bring me some barbecue, come on over to Fort Valley State University.
No doubt. Last one, Coach, I got for you is a friend of mine who you probably read across the Prairie View, Byron Smith. What is your favorite? Well, give me a good story, a memory of Coach Byron Smith from Prairie View when he was out there, man.
You know what? Basketball, you know, I used to sit down and watch practices of him, man. And he's an intense coach. He can still hoop. I mean, like, you know, I don't know exactly how old he is, but just watching practice and watch him run up and down the court with the players and things like that was like, wow, you know. And so you talk about that hydrate, eat, rest, and staying in shape. He was it. He was it. And is still running and I think playing in leagues and things like that.
He's his mid-50s, actually.
Yep. And so still playing with these young guys is huge. It's huge. And so I always like that about me. You won't catch me on this football field. I tell the players I got two plays left in me, and I'm saving them two plays for when the Chicago Bears call me at the Super Bowl. Other than that, you won't see those two plays out of me.
I hear that, Coach Watson, man. It was fun to get you on the show, man. Wishing you the best luck this season, and I hope to have you on the show during the season as well after a big win. So I'm definitely looking forward to building a relationship with you, brother, and supporting you while you're here in Fort Valley and in my home state of Georgia, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, boss, man.
Appreciate you, Coach. It was fun, my guy.
Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.